Good day, my dear friend, Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries. So glad you've taken time to listen to this broadcast. It is my prayer that you might be blessed by the word today. Now let's go to Harvest Christian Ministries, to the sanctuary, for a service that's already in progress. Amen. There's something about that name, Jesus. Don't have to whisper it, not be ashamed of it. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. At the name of Jesus, demons tremble. Just try that name out. Every now and then when you're going through and you can't think of what to say, just say Jesus. And things will happen. There's a word from the Lord today that comes from Psalm, as we called it down home, the 8th division of Psalm. There in the 8th chapter, verses 3, 4, and 5. It reads, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, "How Do You Rank?" How do you rank? As a people and a society, we are quick to give our opinion and to rank things. We rank automobiles and airlines. We rank books and banks. We rank restaurants, and we rank those things within the service industry. We rank players and sports teams. We're always looking to see where we think folk ought to be. We rank people and positions. We rank presidents and we rank pastors. Don't tell me yet what you're going to give me. I'll just wait. Amen? But we are driven by how things line up. We are interested in how things are laid out when it comes to ranking. But did you realize, and did you wonder, how do I not just rank in public, but where and how do I rank with God? Am I in first place? Am I in last place? Or am I just glad to be in any place in Him? But society has pushed us to that point. And so we're going to talk today in the book of Psalm. The Psalms are vast. 150 Psalms from the very first Psalm. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." And then many of us know and had to rehearse and learn the 23rd Psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, leading me beside the still waters." But there's a vast number of psalms, even to Psalm 150. "Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord." The psalms really are songs. They are prayers and they are poetry. And David is well known as a psalmist who has written quite a number of these poetries. He has done 73 at last count that can be attributed just to David. He writes about the things that God are taking us through. The psalm talks about worship and war and creation. It talks about those things that we are challenged by, but it's all in Psalm. I love the Psalms. I love Psalm 100. That's one of my favorite. "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he's God. It is he who hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all. You can tell I love that psalm. But psalms are remembered and they're rehearsed. And they tell us a story about how God feels about us. And how God ranks us when it comes to where we stand with him. So we'll look at Psalm 8 and begin to unpack verses 4 and 5 today. And say, now, how do I rank? Yeah. First of all, it gives us a preference. It says, what is mankind that you are mindful of him? Human beings that you care for them. What makes you so special? What makes you all of that, that God would give you a preference? He would set you up in such a way because he loves you. That even though he created the heavens and the earth, that there's something about mankind that God really loves. And so David writes this to remind us that we have a preference. David did not need to ask the question. David was a part of them. Amen? He could say, now, what is it about your creation? What's the big deal about mankind that you like him so much, that you've placed him in such high regard? In other words, we have preferential treatment. That means that when it comes to being preferred, you are someone who did not earn it, but you have special treatment. I don't know about you, but I kind of like when they say, do you have your special card? And you pull it out. When you go rent a car and you have a special I'm not waiting in line card. Oh, some of y'all got that. And you feel preferred. How many folk have ridden first class on the plane? How many want to go first class? Amen. It costs a little extra, but there's something about sitting in first class and people say, God bless you, but you're in first class. Now, some airlines, it don't matter, you better call in early. But he paints this picture of a God who gives us preference, who loves us so much, and it's not for us to flaunt it. Okay, you're special, but it's not for you to say, well, you know, it's because of something I've done. It really isn't. God ranks you very high because he loves you. I'm trying to help you to feel special today. Maybe you walked in here and your head was down and maybe someone told you, they sent you a nasty gram and you'd come in a foul mood today. Well, let me just tell you, dispel that. You rank high on God's agenda. Amen. Anybody feel special today? That David says, what is it about humans? What is it about them that make them so important? Romans 12 and 3 cautions us, though, to not get the big head. Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. Embrace the preference. Embrace the fact that God has favored you, but don't let it get to your head. Some of y'all know about that. Don't get the big head. But aren't you glad that you're in that number? And so David observes this. But in our own lives, we can point to areas where God has just been so kind to us. And we didn't deserve it. God has put us on jobs that we were not really qualified for. We're living in neighborhoods that our credit never matched with. Amen? We married folk we thought we'd never marry. Hallelujah. I'm going to get some mama points today. But it's because of the preference that God has given us. We're ranked high. We give ourselves sometimes a 5-star. But he's also given us a position. You have made them a little lower than the angels. Wow. That's a serious ranking, that you made them just a tad bit lower than the angels. And theologically, that does not mean angels that we think of. is talking about, really, in the Hebrew, it's Elohim. You've made us a little lower than the Lord, a little lower than you. You've given us a high position because you care for us. Yeah. That you are just a little lower. Now you're not above God, and you're not God, but he has given you just a little. Can you follow me? He made you just a little bit lower than the heavenly beings, a little bit lower, but you're still high. Yeah. Maybe your favorite sports team is not doing too good right now. Maybe they didn't make the polls. But know that you always have a position with the Lord. I don't know what that makes you feel, but I'm glad to know that I've got the right position. He's placed me in a place that he could use me to his glory. Now, I've been on my job for a long time. So I rank number two in the newsroom behind another reporter. Because I'm older, I've been there longer. But that means I get a pick of the vacations. I kind of carry a little weight. But y'all tell them now. Why? I'm number two. But there was a day I was like number 12. But I kept coming to work, kept giving the man his due, and I moved up. But God puts us in a great position. And it's so that we might help to pull others up. Amen? We might help to encourage someone and say, you know what? You ain't got to be a two. God wants to make you a five. And so you let them know how great they are. Let them know that God works in them and let them know that they're special and help to pull them to another position. Don't just fly around and say, I got this. No, say, why don't you come on up a little higher? And that's what David writes, because he knows. He's experienced the love of God. The Bible says that David was someone that was after God's own heart. And so you ought to start feeling a little special based on where you are. Think about where you were before you start coming to church. Can I go there? We will kind of rank a little low once we start following God, once we start following his ways. God has moved you up in favor. And favor is just not fair. Amen? What the young folks say, don't hate. You know, appreciate that God is doing it. It is he who has begun a work in us, and he'll do what? He'll perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Jesus himself made himself nothing so that we might be something. He humbled himself even to the cross. He didn't have to. He came from royalty, but he humbled himself at such a low place just for us. Just so we can get a good ranking. Amen? Get a check and move on up the line. Thank God for Jesus. That there's a preference. That God, you thought so much of me. You thought so much of the human race, even though we've messed it up. You've positioned us in a place a little lower than the angels, even a little lower than yourself, and we've stepped out of bounds, but thank God for position. But never lose track of the fact that we have a purpose. You've made them a little lower than the angels, and you crown them with glory and honor. If that don't make you feel special, I don't know what will. You mean crowned me with glory and honor? I don't even deserve. David was a big-time king. He knew what it meant to call the shots. He knew what it meant to have all the glory. King David, he knew what it means to be honored. And yet, there's a purpose that God honors us. He doesn't have to. That we are the ones who can say, God, you are worthy. You are worthy of all praise and glory. But because I'm your child, and because I'm connected to you, well, my God, I've got a purpose in life. My God, I didn't just come around just to hang around and say, woe is me. I don't know. You know you're special. You are somebody. In fact, you are a king's kid. Love the old song, anybody ask you who I am, tell them I'm a child of God. My God, you ought to tell that thing. Who are you? Well, I work here and I got. No, I'm a child of God. I dare you to drop that card sometime. Who are you? I'm a child of God. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from around here. But thank God for Jesus. That I'm somebody special because God has ranked me in such a way. We must never lose our purpose. Why did you even call us? Why did you even make us? It is so that we might give you the praise and the glory. I'm so glad to be on the Lord's side. I don't know about you. I was on the enemy's side for a while. We never won. But when I came on God's side, oh man, the victory is already done. I'm trying to make you feel special today by helping you. And the Bible talks about that when the Son of Man returns, he will come in all of his glory. Yeah. Amen? Amen? It's because it's no small matter. He paid the price. That you didn't get this ranking just because you were Mr. and Mrs. Goody Two-Shoe. There was a price that had to be paid. And that price was paid on an old rugged cross more than 2,000 years ago just so you could have a ranking. Amen? He went to that cross just for that purpose. But knowing where I stand and who I stand on. Ever heard the saying that I'm standing on somebody's shoulders? But my God, I'm standing on the promises of God. Yeah, I'm standing on what he said. I'm standing on what he lived. I'm standing on what he preached. I'm standing on what he demonstrated. That gives me a special purpose today. Can I tell you, I feel good just talking about a high ranking? That you ought to look in the mirror and say, self, you are somebody. You ought to look in the mirror and say, look, wait a minute. I'm somebody. I can stand on him. I can stand on his word. He stood so that we might sit down in heavenly places. He stood so that we might have a right to the tree of life. He stood so that our sins might be forgiven. He stood up to those who hated him and to those who double-crossed him and to those who meant him no good. He stood in the temple and preached the good news of himself. He stood up to the haters, his enemies who plotted to kill him. But Jesus is no longer standing. Amen? He died and rose again, but now the Bible says he's sitting at the right hand of his Father, making intercession for the saints. In other words, he's praying on our behalf. Don't lose your rating, but keep your position. Don't mess up your ranking, but know who it is that's real in your life. My God, I'm trying to make you feel better. I'm trying to let you know that you are ranked high in God's eyesight. Amen. And this is not some motivational speech, but God loves you, and he sent Christ to die for you. So when your ranking seemingly falls among people, when they love you today and don't love you tomorrow, gave you a nice evaluation last year, but now you're at a one, don't worry, because God has the inside track. Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Do you believe that today? That he'll take care of you, no matter what you're facing, he's got you. And once you get that kind of assurance, you can say, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. And it's good to know I rank and I matter to the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what. How do you rank? I'm glad you ask. I know the one who sets the standard. I know the one who determines the ranking. In fact, he's my Father. Amen? And it's good to know that he will supply all of your needs. You got a preference, a great position, and with that comes a strong sense of purpose. That is the word of God today. It's already blessed. How do you feel today? Come on, stand today. All over this place. When I saw that word, I got excited. That What is it so special about them that you would give them such high regard when they don't deserve it? That's what amazes me about the love of God. We can't earn it. We can't. Brown nose. Can't do a little special things to get rewards points. It's just because he loves me. And with that comes a great responsibility to continue to live the kind of life that will please him. And so I come today as a representative of the King just to offer Christ to you. Amen. Just come on to him today if you don't know him. Come on to Christ. Say this. I'm not a salesman, even though I've sold a few things. Ever try to convince folk that your product is the best thing on the market? You might fudge it a little bit and say, well, you know, we rate it high. But when it comes to the things of Christ, it's not a sales job, it's a salvation job. And so really our witness ought to be of such that folk want to know, what is it about you? What is it that is happening in your life? And you can tell them, God thought so much of me that he sent his very best to die for me. Don't take the credit. Say, well, you know, I was on a 50-day program, and after that I worked within myself and I remade myself and I had this program. No. The program is the fact that God saved us. And that still amazes me even now. That he would take those of us who are not deserving and to put you in such a position. Does that boggle your mind today? That you didn't really do anything to earn it except to say yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. And that's what I'm saying today. It just takes a yes to invite Christ into your life and then to have them to transform that life. And you'll come out with a great standing in a high ranking. Let's pray today. Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus.
Come in the name of Jesus.
We thank you for reminders.
Thank you.
That just when we were down on ourselves.
Yeah.
And just when we kicked ourselves to the curb and just said, well, I'll just drag in the church today. God, you remind us of just who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
That you are so thoughtful of us.
Yes, Lord.
And that you love us so much. So God, that love pierce some heart today to know that Jesus died and that he rose again.
Thank you.
And the Bible says, if you believe that and receive it into your heart, thou shalt be saved. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ, you can whisper that prayer today and invite him into your life. And your life won't be the same. And while you're still standing, I thank God today for the gift of encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
And so today I want to encourage you. I didn't come to beat you down. I came to lift you up.
That's right.
Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you might lift up that down heart today.
Yes,
and that down head today.
Yes,
I pray, God, that you might put fire under them.
Come on.
That the thing they've been trying to do that they've given up on, send them back
to
first base.
Yes,
and let them know that all things are possible through you.
Yeah.
I thank you, God, for your people. You have created a great work in us.
Yes, Lord.
Let them know, God.
Yes.
No weapon formed against them shall prosper.
That's right.
Let them know, God, they are more than conquerors through him who saved them.
Yeah.
Let them know they can do all things through Christ.
Yes.
We believe it. We speak it in faith today.
That's right.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Somebody give God a praise today. Yeah, I feel better. I feel better. I feel better just knowing where I stand with the Master. You are a winner today in the Lord. Come on, let's give God a praise today. Come on, celebrate. Celebrate who you are. And then celebrate what God is going to do. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, celebrate your new ranking. And celebrate your new walk in him. And celebrate what he's already doing in you. Oh, you're trying to celebrate. Come on, come on, come on. Sermon's done. Come on, celebrate, celebrate, celebrate who God is. And celebrate what he's doing. And celebrate where he's taking you today. He's that kind of God. He's no respecter of persons. He's just God. We bless the Lord today. Pray you leave this place on cloud nine. So wait a minute. Yeah, I just checked my ranking. Wait a minute. I came in here. I was not even on the chart. Wait. Oh, and that's what makes me happy. When I look at me, thank you, Lord. Come on, receive it today in Jesus' name.
It is my prayer that you were blessed by the word today. Thank you for your prayers and support. Harvest Christian Ministries is located at 7660 Bel Air Road in Baltimore County, Maryland. We meet in the Horizon Theater right in the Overly community. If you want to find out more about our ministry, go to our website. It's www.com2harvest.org. Want to remind you, want a great gift idea? Check out my brand new book entitled Leading by Example, A Parental Guide to Teaching and Modeling Christian Faith at Home. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Xulon Press, that's X-U-L-O-N. If you're in the Baltimore area and you join us for worship, I'll be happy to sign an autographed copy for you. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden. Thanks for listening. Have a great day in the Lord.